And you can bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Still to come here tonight, a man released from prison after 24 and a half years. We will give you his story here in a moment. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Jim is listening in Athol, Massachusetts to freetalklive.com. Hey, Jim.
Hey, it's Tim from Athol, Massachusetts. Ian, I've actually met you a few times.
Hey, Tim. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to talk about the income tax. I've owned businesses for like the last 25 years or so, and I gave up on filing about 10 years ago.
Excellent.
I think that's the key, because they really haven't bothered me at all in the last 10 years, except when I took a temporary 1099 position when that 1099 was reported.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the key is probably to not interact with them at all, as opposed to trying to do like a lock and rose type of, show me the law and all that type of stuff. It only encourages them. By ignoring them, they seem to have not bothered me all that much.
So what was it that they sent you when you had to do the 1099 thing? What was there? Did they threaten you? What was their correspondence?
Well, it's interesting. It was about 2 years ago. I did a 1099 position for about $30,000, and they never sent it to any information to the address that I actually live at now. But they sent it to an address that I lived at 8-9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clear that their information is not up to date, and they kind of just go on automatic pilot. I don't think too many people who work for the IRS are all that bright.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes of looking up, you could see where I live, and even the address on the 1099 was my correct address. But they sent, demanding, they're going to file the what I owe them on their own, some nonsense. I never even saw the paperwork. I don't interact with them at all anymore.
So they sent whatever they sent to you. You ignored it, and that was the last you heard from them.
Yeah, I haven't heard from them. From them in, close to a decade now. I mean, it's going to be coming to a decade. And I've had, dozens and dozens of 1099 type of employees, but I've never, I don't file 1099s on anybody that works for me, and I pay them in cash. So there's
great.
No record of me.
We need more business owners like you, Tim. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tricky. It's risky because when they come down on you, they're going to come down on you with a ton of bricks.
Well, the thing is,
yeah, I suspect they're listening.
They could come down on you anytime for any reason. The federal government, the local, the state government, if they decide they want to come after Tim for some reason, they'll come after you and they'll get you. Because they can spend resource after resource, and there's no shortage for them. They can hire a lawyer.
They go after people for they go after people all the time for their filed tax returns.
That's right.
They go after more people for filing tax returns every year than they go after people for not filing tax returns.
That's definitely a good point.
That's exactly what I conclude. I concluded, after working like 15 years in the system and actually having them show up on my front doorstep when I was cooking hot dogs, 20 years ago, demanding, $10,000 or whatever the fee was years ago. I once I disconnected from the system and just stopped engaging and stopped filling out their forms and all that stuff, it seemed to go to like the bottom of their priority list. It's the people who engage that are the ones that get in all the trouble.
Let me ask you this. Why do you choose to do it? Why is it that you choose not to file?
It feels personally invasive and appalling to me. It's none of your business how I make my money. It's none of your business who I hire. It's none of your business. It's none of your business, period. I'm big on privacy, so I don't want to tell you all these intimate details about my life, about what I donated to, and any of it. I really just don't want to be, you know what I want to do? I want to be left alone. I want to be able to make money and hire somebody and pay them cash, let them go spend that money on their family.
Right. Why should you be obligated to these strangers? I mean, essentially, you've got a group of strangers who sends out invoices to people. They send out demands and threats, and they say, you owe us. We've determined you owe us money. Here's a bunch of rules that we demand that you follow to try to figure out how much you owe. And then if you get it wrong, we'll go ahead and demand you owe us more, or we'll put you in a prison cell. I mean, who are these people?
Oh, and it would be different if it was like two or three rules. But, yeah, I mean, who could ever in their entire life understand all their rules?
They don't understand them. There's been studies where people have called their IRS tax helpline, which is supposed to be, you know, to answer questions and help people out. And they've asked the most basic questions about income taxes that tend to, I think they actually pulled questions from like an IRS publication. You know, they actually asked
FAQs.
Yeah, the IRS own questions.
Frequently.
Their own
questions.
Agents, and the agents got them wrong a significant amount of time. Hey, thanks, Tim, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate your courage in not paying those gangsters. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number.
Yep. I got to say that I think the income tax is what bothers me about it is that I think it's the 13th or 14th Amendment. I'm not sure exactly right now, but it says that there's no involuntary servitude, meaning that one cannot obligate you to do work. And my wife spends 40 to 50 hours a year. That's a week's worth of labor for free, filling out IRS tax forms. Now, I have recently decided, I just had it. I cannot do it with the number. Actually, it was the number of children killed in Afghanistan or Afghanistan and Pakistan by unmanned drones. That was enough for me.
Well, as a minister in the Shire Free Church, I mean, I don't think you should be paying taxes at all.
Well, as a minister in the Shire Free Church, I don't have to.
Yeah.
The Shire Free Church takes care of the living expenses I have. So if my income's below $10,000, I don't have to pay taxes, as I understand. I don't have to file taxes as I understand it. Now, I'm not looking to get their government welfare that comes in the form of the earned income tax credit or the head of household or whatever that is. So I'm not going to file at all. I don't want any money from these people because that's what half the time it was happening for me. Half the time they were giving me more money than I had paid in. So I don't want their welfare. I don't want any of that stuff.
Risk is involved, though. There is risk involved. I haven't been paying for about 10 years, and I got the first letters that I've ever received in the last decade from the IRS recently. They sent them to four different addresses, all at the same mailbox store. They sent them to my name, my given name, and they were all in Spanish.
Your given name is like French, right?
Yeah. So I don't know really what to think about that.
It's not even a funny kind of French. It's Bernard.
Typing in their letter to Google Translate, I was able to determine that they wanted me to assist them in updating their files on me. So I promptly ignored those letters.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So clearly, whatever info they have on me isn't that great if they're sending me letters in Spanish.
As far as I'm concerned, the letter from the IRS asking me to update their files on me is slightly more welcome than a letter from the KGB asking me to help them update their file on me.
It may be an indicator that I'm under investigation, so you know what happens next remains to be seen. I'll certainly let you know if that situation develops. Hopefully it will not. I'd prefer to not have to deal with that. I've got enough court on my plate. I've still got the Robin Hood case that's going to Supreme Court here in New Hampshire, and now the New Hampshire State Police bringing two misdemeanor charges against me for basically filing driver's license paperwork in an incorrect order. I mean, it was just, it's a ridiculous aggression, and it seems very, very political. And if you want to learn more about that, you can go to freekeen.com. Now, we're going to get into the story when we get a chance here. Of course, your calls are welcome at 855-450-FREE, but we're going to talk about Jonathan Fleming. He was convicted of killing somebody and now set free after more than 24 years behind bars. We'll tell you why coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Also, still to come, the story about the man released from prison after 24-plus years. We'll give you that story, and you can call in toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, BuzzBox Coffee, they're really giving away a pound of coffee That's right. Anyone who wants it.
Yeah. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We've made it easy for you. That's coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of coffee. What BuzzBox is high-end coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% great Arabica beans. So great tasting coffee. I drink it every day. I love it.
You really have to believe in your product to be willing to give away a pound of it.
Yeah, they're really confident. But really what's unique about BuzzBox, because you can get high-end coffee in lots of places, but what's unique about BuzzBox is that the program that they have as far as sort of taking care of their employees and taking care of people around the world. The fact is that by buying in with BuzzBox, there's a subscription there. You sign up for the subscription. You can cancel at any time, but you will get a free pound of coffee. If we can get 1,000 listeners who drink coffee to sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give out 100 microloans. And we've had dozens and dozens of people sign up there. And I'd like to have dozens and dozens more. I want hundreds more. I want 1,000 listeners. We can give away 100 microloans to help people in foreign countries. This doesn't have a political agenda. You can like or dislike Free Talk Live's political agenda, whatever the reason. But if you go to coffee.freetalklive.com and you get your free pound of coffee, you can help somebody in a foreign country get a hand up instead of a hand out. And if you're not signing up for whatever reason because you don't exactly agree with everything that we say on the air here, you should rethink that because it doesn't have anything to do with what we say on the air. It's just us wanting to help people live a better life, provide for their families. In places where governments and militias and foreign corporations are constantly getting in the way. Coffee.freetalklive.com to help.
Back to the phones with your calls and thoughts. Joe in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Hey, Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I've been a big supporter of the flat tax or fair tax, whatever you want to call it, for years, but I don't think it'll ever happen. I kind of... Seems like more and more every year we get more people, more government programs, more people dependent on the government.
Mm-hmm.
And basically our politicians that we got, I mean, every generation says that, oh, they're terrible in this, but I mean, we got a bunch of parasites up in Washington right now, and they use our money to win elections. They use our money to pay off different groups, constituency groups, and, you know, this we got to win this area, so we'll give them free phones, or we do this and do that. And I guess unless the people actually really get upset, but it's going to be hard when you got almost 50% of the population getting something.
But I don't know when you consider government workers and anybody who's on a government program and anybody who's in a family of those people, mm-hmm. then you're talking about a pretty large percentage of the population. But the other thing you've got to consider is there's about, let's see, I did this, I broke this down for 2009. In 2009, there were 144 million tax returns filed. There were about 310 million people in the United States in the 2010 census. I assume mm-hmm. they were here in 2009.
Yeah.
So, 310 million people, 144 million tax returns. Now, I don't know how many of those were the dual tax returns where it's husband and wife, but even if you round that up to 200, you've got 2/3 of the people filing, 1/3 of them not. Then you take half of those people that are filing, half, 49%. And that's half where I come from. 49% of them did not pay in, and that was before the big economic downturn, the huge economic downturn that this country faced. So half of them weren't paying in at that time. The other half, you consider how many. So now we're at 1/3 of the population actually pays income tax at all. The others are getting this earned income tax credit ahead of household. They're getting money back. The income tax filing is welfare for those people, whether they like to call it or not. It's Republican welfare to get them to comply with filing tax returns. So 1/3 of the population is supporting 2/3, from what I can tell. That is a system that cannot stand.
Yeah, I personally, this may sound terrible, but, I don't have a problem with, the constitutional amendment. You got to pay taxes to vote. I mean, I hate to say that, but, I'm sorry, man. If you don't have any skin in the game, then you go down to the, local election to raise my property taxes. Yeah, it's easy for you to pull a lever when you're, your business, your house or, whatever. And they always say, well, it's just a little bit. Yeah, a little bit adds up over years, And
A lot of people feel this way.
But everybody pays taxes. I mean, even if you don't own property, you're still paying taxes by virtue of the fact you're buying things and businesses.
Well,
renting.
That's what I say, a fair tax or a flat tax, some type of consumption tax, and get rid of all these stupid property taxes and income taxes and corporate taxes. That way everybody's got something.
You know, I get where you're coming from with
the property tax ain't going anywhere. The fact is the property tax funds local municipalities and mostly schools. So even if they do get the I don't know which one you're talking about here. The fair tax is the one where they're talking about basically a VAT, a value added tax. Yeah.
They're not. The fair tax is a sales tax.
That's what a VAT is, basically.
Well, no, VAT's at every level of production.
Yeah, okay.
That's completely different from a sales tax.
Every level of production, but, there's got to be something better than what we got. I mean,
First of all, I get where you're coming from. Like, okay, it'd be nice to simplify the system, you know, the old idea of you should be able to pay it on a postcard, you know, 15% or whatever.
That's the flat tax.
I get the idea of that being attractive to people, but I would not want to support these people because they're criminals who hurt people who are peaceful. They hurt peaceful people. They murder innocent people around the world, and I don't care if they're going to simplify the tax process. It's what they do with the money that I have a problem with. It's the way they extract money from people by the threat of violence and actual violence and caging people. I can't support that no matter how simple it is. Joe, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts.
Yep. The reason this is a pipe dream, and I have my sympathies towards it, either any of them.
Yeah.
Okay, the flat tax might be less of a pipe dream than the fair tax. The fair tax is a pipe dream because, first off...
That's the crazy one where they're going to give a rebate or prebate or whatever they call it, just basically give out a welfare check to every household in America.
Right. The reason this isn't going to happen is because, A, basically politicians... get payoffs for doing what they do. The big corporations and that kind of thing, they want tax breaks and stuff like that. You can't do that with this flat tax. You're not going to get most of the people to say, yeah, fair tax. Consider that currently two-thirds, I just did the math for you, two-thirds of the population doesn't pay an income tax at all. So you're asking a two-thirds of the population to bear some of the tax burden that they would not, they do not otherwise bear. This is no thank Thank you very much. They're not going to do that. So it's a pipe dream to get basically, some of the fair-minded conservative types on board, and it's not going to happen. I'm not saying other people aren't fair-minded. I'm just saying that I can understand why those people feel this is fair. But it's a mess. It's just not going to happen.
Let's come back with more. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Coming up, the man freed after being in prison for over 24 years of his life. We'll give you his story and take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up at 855-450-FREE, our toll-free number brought to you by Pro XPN, 855-450-FREE.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you there for free. FreeRoss.org, a website that is very important if you believe in ending the insane war on drugs. If you want to stand up, help a man stand up for himself against a federal onslaught. Luckily, the Bundy family managed to defeat the feds, as we reported in the first hour with our interview with Ryan Bundy, the son of Clive and Bundy, and the ranchers that are having this range war with the Bureau of Land Management. They defeated the feds because they had people come onto their side and help them physically in reality. Well, you can't do that with Ross Ulbricht. He's currently sitting in a prison cell, so I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to show up there physically and do much of anything to help him. But what you can do by gathering together with others is to help fund his defense. He's been accused of being the man who's the man behind the Silk Road. The Silk Road is an infamous website. It's available on the so-called dark net. You have to use the Onion Router software in order to be able to access it. It's back, by the way. The feds took it down. There's now Silk Road 2.0. So taking down the website and arresting the alleged operator did not stop the Silk Road. There's still continuing to have this open black market where almost anything can be sold. So it hasn't stopped them, and the allegation is that Ross isn't actually the man behind Silk Road. Of course, the feds are claiming he is, but whether he is or he isn't, he deserves the support of people who love freedom because he is a freedom lover. He is, I believe, a self-proclaimed libertarian, maybe a voluntarist. He's a guy who loves freedom. He's spoken out for freedom either as Dread Pirate Roberts, if he actually is Dread Pirate Roberts, or just as himself Ross Ulbricht. He needs help, though. He can't access his bitcoins in prison because the feds have taken them, so not even his family can access his bitcoins. So basically, he has nothing. His family is not rich. They could use your help. Go to freeross.org to learn more and to find out how to contribute with PayPal, Bitcoin, or cut him a check. Freeross.org, and we'll continue to update you as we learn more about his case. Joe's on the line in Panama City Beach in Florida. Listening to WYOO. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I enjoy your show.
Welcome, sir.
Yes. Just wanted to chime in a bit on the IRS and other matters.
You're right here. You're on the air. Now's the time.
Well, hey, great. We are sovereign. We're not placed on this planet as worker bees or ants in a farm. Okay? So
yep. That's what the politicians treat us like, is tax cattle, tax livestock.
Exactly. But I own me. Mm-hmm. I am absolutely sovereign. No person on the earth has authority over me other than me.
I like how you're calling yourself sovereign and not a sovereign citizen.
That's right. Absolutely sovereign.
Yep.
Just as when, excuse me, when the Revolutionary Army took control of the several colonies from the British, the sovereignty of the king did not flow to the United States government. It flowed to each individual in the several colonies. We are as sovereign as kings, each and every one of us.
Well, that's the definition of a sovereign, right? You are the king of your own domain, essentially. You're the king of your own life.
Absolutely. I own me. I am a nation unto myself.
I love that idea.
I enter into agreements with others. But that's between us. It's personal. It's private. As far as the government on any level, it's none of your business who I am. It's none of your business where I live.
I love what you're saying, right. And I totally support it. What is it? I mean, how long have you considered yourself sovereign, and has the IRS come after you at all?
Yeah, no, the IRS has not come after me. And honestly, I mean, I am 50 years old, and this is something that's come in the last few years of my life, and it's just mm-hmm. because of life experience and what you're taught when you're young. And then as you grow older and you realize it's not exactly what you've been told.
I've been lied to.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Wow. Really? So, society is the lie. It's false. It's fake. To me, anything larger than a tribe is contrived.
Here's what I think. You sound like the perfect person who would really appreciate the Shire Society Declaration. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
It's a personal declaration of independence, and it basically declares your independence from the state as a sovereign individual. So what I'd recommend is that you check it out. You might really enjoy it. Go to ShireSociety.com, and you can find the Shire Society Declaration there. We actually had it written up on hemp paper, and we had a bunch of people sign it at the Porcupine Freedom Festival back in 2010, and ever since it's been online in digital form. You can actually see high-resolution photos of the originals that were signed, and you can download the declaration for yourself and sign it for yourself if you like what you read. And then one of the other things about the Shire Society is they also encourage people to come to the Shire, that people that think the way that we do, that believe in these ideas of sovereignty and freedom and liberty and respecting others' rights to be their own sovereign individuals and make their own decisions for their lives, bringing people like that all to the same geographic area so we'll have strength in numbers and we can be peaceful and free together. That's that's what I think is really exciting. And, of course, the Free State Project is helping bring those people together as well at freestateproject.org. So a couple interesting links for you there. Anybody that appreciates the idea of sovereignty should really check out ShireSociety.com and freestateproject.org. Joe, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Let's go to Mickey in Huntsville, Alabama, listening to WBHP. Hello, Mickey.
Hi there. Yeah, I just tuned in and everything, and then I heard you say something about the rancher in Nevada out there. Things are looking pretty good for him now, right?
Yeah, we actually had the son of Clive and Bundy, Ryan, on the show with us tonight, and he was on horseback out on the range bringing back their hundreds of head of cattle that the BLM had confiscated from the family. So it's been a real success. But, of course, as he pointed out, this is just probably a win of a battle rather than the full war. Odds are good, you know. If I know my governments, odds are good they're going to bide their time and wait for everybody to pack up and go home. Wait for the media to go home before they make another move.
Well, I just wanted to say that for my part, anyway, I've been busy calling senators, Congress people, the Speaker's office. I've called the governor of the state of Utah. I've called the governor of the state of Nevada. I've lived in the West before. And I did everything I could, and I told them, I said, you guys ought to arrest those feds out there. After all, they violated their oath. That makes them traitors. They're terrorists. They're cattle rustlers. And believe it or not, they're still hanging on fence on the books. Believe it or not, even after all these times. And I said, that's what you should do, bring in the National Guard, a couple of thousand National Guard. I don't think them guys want to shoot it up with those people, man. So bring them in and arrest them and take that stupid judge that wrote that court order thing. You need to arrest him, too.
Mickey, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves.
Well, the government sort of operates as a team, and they tend not to turn on themselves too often.
It is fun when they do, though.
Yeah, it's rare, but it happens.
Anytime they're expending their efforts on their own people, or different levels or different bureaucracies, I'd rather have them doing that than picking on innocent, peaceful people.
Yeah, I'd rather see that, too.
So we'll come back with more here. The story about the man, I swear, if, you know, of course, your calls come first if you make them at 855.
Yeah, that's what Free Talk Live's about.
450 free. But if I do really want to talk about this guy, Jonathan Fleming. He's now 51 years old. And he went to jail about the same time you did.
Mark, 1989.
Yeah. So we'll come back with his story and your calls and thoughts. Welcome about what you want here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up shortly. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype on into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request and you'll be all set. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Just enough time for your call if you dial now. 855-450-FREE. That'll get you in here in this live Saturday edition. Maybe you don't get it in tonight. Maybe you're driving or something. You just can't get to the phone quick enough. It's okay. We've got a Sunday edition of the show hosted by Mark and Stephanie and Brian, but they are out this weekend.
That's right.
Aren't they at the Toronto Bitcoin Conference?
Yes.
Very exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So Daryl will be in with me. But it's not just Sunday. It's seven nights a week
that we do
Free Talk Live. From 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, you can call in live at 855-450-FREE.
Even if you're listening later on your radio station locally, call in during our live hours, and you can hear yourself later on. Or grab us on archive or our live streams at freetalklive.com. And a great way to support Free Talk Live is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's what it costs you. But right now, and for the next several months, we've got some generous listeners who are offering to double your AMP dollars. So if you've been waiting for an opportunity to AMP the show, or you've just been putting it off, you've been saying you're going to do it, you just haven't gotten around to it, please go ahead and do it now at amp.freetalklive.com, because we're going to double our supporters will double the money. So $5 a month, going to double to 10, 20, 25 bucks a month, will double to 50. There's different levels, so you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. The money is being used for a variety of things to help us get on more radio stations, and also our recent kind of push has been for Google AdWords, where we're wanting to reach out to people that are just Googling for talk radio or similar kinds of keywords like that, just looking for something to listen to on the internet. We want them to find Free Talk Live, and that's what Google AdWords can help us do. We're already spending about $10 a day on Google AdWords, and we can do more with it with your help. So please, your money's going to really help Free Talk Live get into more ears through the radio waves and online, and it'll be doubled. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and get the perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Bobby's listening in Panama City to WYOO on the FM band. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wondered if I haven't heard a lot of people discuss this or even talk about it, but I'm calling about that county commissioner there in Nevada that basically threatened everybody that came up there's lives
Yeah.
And told them that, you know, they better have funeral plans or whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. He went on to clarify his statements and that he was just trying to discourage people who were armed from coming. That was his intention with that statement, and it may have come off sounding pretty harsh. But his follow-up statement...
It sounds to me like when they say something like, you better have funeral plans, that's pretty much what he meant.
I don't doubt that that's what he meant. I'm just saying his follow-up clarification statement made it more clear as to what his intentions were.
Or at least what he wanted you to believe his intentions were after he made the statement and there's a big blow-up, right?
He was talking about Utahns who were coming up with weapons, is supposedly what he was saying.
Okay.
In which case, that could be a comment on the violent nature of the federal government.
Well, one thing's for sure, if you intend to make a stand of a few hundred people with small arms against the federal government, you better have funeral plans.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I just don't even think he had the right to even make that comment. He's a county commissioner.
It sounds threatening, doesn't it? I mean, it's like, you know... It doesn't seem like it's not what I'd like to hear coming from the guy who's the county commissioner in my county. I think that there's some obviousness to the statement, but it sounds very harsh towards people that he's supposed to be representing.
Right. And he's also talking about people that are coming nationwide up there in this guy's defense. And I don't I see where that's a problem. I think as Americans, we should be able to go anywhere we want to go.
Absolutely. Bobby, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. CNN reporting on this man, 51 years old, Jonathan Fleming, set free after having been in prison since 1989. New York judge Tuesday vacated the conviction of a man who spent nearly a quarter of a century behind bars for a Brooklyn slaying that occurred while he was on vacation in Florida.
He had in his pocket a receipt for a hotel room telephone calls.
Mm.
And somehow or another that receipt made it into the file, but we're not even going to mention that.
He was found guilty in 1989 in the death of Daryl Rush in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn and served the next 24 years and 8 months in prison, according to the Kings County District Attorney's office. He was released Tuesday afternoon. Fleming has always maintained he was on a family trip to Disney World in Florida when Rush was shot to death early on the morning of August 15, 1989, in a dispute over stolen money. After years of reviewing documents and re-interviewing witnesses as part of a joint investigation between his attorneys and the Brooklyn District Attorney's Conviction Review Unit, it was determined that the only evidence tying him to the crime was an alleged witness who later recanted her statement. As you can imagine, after sitting in jail for 25 years for a crime he didn't commit, he can't help but feel vindicated, said one of his lawyers, Anthony Myole. On the flip side, that's 25 years that have been stolen that he'll never get back. At his trial, defense attorneys provided family photos and home videos of Fleming in Florida around the time of Rush's killing. But according to Taylor Koss, one of his lawyers, they did not have the evidence that he was in Florida on the day of the slaying. The prosecution persuaded jurors to ignore the alibi. Fleming told his attorneys that he'd paid a bill for phone calls made from his Florida hotel room the night before Rush was killed, and he believed the receipt was in his pocket when the police arrested him, but authorities told the defense that he had no such receipt, according to Koss.
I saw a picture of the receipt on the news, so I'm reasonably certain somebody just lied.
What do you know? Koss or the prosecutor lied in this case.
You know, this is the thing is when somebody does 25 years in prison based on a bureaucrat's lie, mm-hmm. that person should go to prison period of time.
But they won't.
And you know what? I don't care if they're dead. Dig up their body, put it up on the front porch of this the front steps of this courtroom for the next 25 years so the prosecutors and the law enforcement officers and the people that throw people in jail have to go by and see what it's like when somebody gets thrown in jail innocently. This is not acceptable. It shows the inherent flaws in the judicial system, and people in this country and people in the government, they just seem to think that because you got accused of something, you've done it. And that's ridiculous.
It's outrageous. In the course of the investigation, the Conviction Review Unit found the receipt in police records, time-stamped and dated. Amazingly, it was still in there. They didn't throw it away. solidifying Fleming's claim that he was in Florida at the time of the killing, according to the district attorney's office. This is proof of an alibi that was basically purposely withheld, said the attorney.
So now what are we going to get? What's the justice going to look like? The taxpayers of the state of New York or the city of Brooklyn or whatever are going to have to pony up millions of dollars to make up for this guy being in prison. And I can totally understand why he and his family are going to sue. They have every right to sue. But it's not going to make – it's not justice. The people who did this, the criminals under the color of law who did this nothing's going to happen to them.
They're probably retired.
The people listening to my voice right now are going to continue to support the government as much as they support the government. They're not going to say to themselves, oh, finally, I've seen a piece of evidence that innocent people go to prison. They don't care. It's like we need this certain amount of grist for the mill. We need a certain amount of innocent people to go to prison simply because, oh, well, we know the system's flawed, but we've got to have it. We don't need corrupt politicians. These people need punishment, and they're not going to get it. If you don't punish them, punish their bodies. Put them on display. I don't care. There needs to be real justice in this. It goes on all the time in this country. We see stories all the time like this, and nobody pays for that. These prosecutors need to go to prison. These cops need to go to prison for this. Police and prosecutors around this country need to see that somebody will do something because they won't.
You should run for county attorney, Mark. I support that.
Ridiculous. And you know I won't get anywhere. You know that the system's arrayed against this. No cops, no prosecutors want cops and prosecutors to go to prison for doing something bad. Because
that's what I'm saying. Run for county prosecutor.
Whatever their intention was initially when they got in, whatever truth and justice they believed in, got lost along the way. So now they care about their team.
Not only that, they interviewed his former girlfriend, and she had a good alibi. They found her story to be credible. But also, what about that witness? Why did she recant? Okay, so here's the story there. According to Koss, the woman, the witness, recanted her testimony. She had originally said she'd seen Fleming committing the crime. She later testified. Now, she recanted just weeks after his conviction. So they should have let him out a long time ago. But
they don't do that.
She later testified that she was on parole and had been arrested with another woman for being in a stolen van the night of the killing. She said police persuaded her to give a statement against Fleming, someone who she had not seen commit this crime, to avoid going back to jail. Look, lady, we'll let you out of here tonight, but you have to promise to testify against this guy because, I don't know, he's black? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, this is why this is why plea bargains are in themselves inherently immoral.
We're out of time for tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, call tomorrow at the beginning of the show, 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and have a great weekend.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.